coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. As if we don't have enough black eyes in our game, here's word of a race-fixing scandal involving three Michigan tracks and perhaps even an Ontario oval. It's been a tough go overall for the horse people in Michigan. They're facing cutbacks in race dates, and they've received what could be called a backhanded offer to have racinos at their tracks. Backhanded? Once you hear the offer, you'll know what that means. That's all on this edition of Trot Radio. Dan Rakitin is the executive director of the Michigan Harness Horsemen's Association. Dan, wish we were talking under better circumstances. Let's get this one done quickly. The race-fixing investigation, when did you hear about it?
Well, we heard about that at the same time you did. We got the press release on Thursday. We were actually in a board meeting here at the Michigan Harness Horsemen Association, and we heard about it probably around 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
From what you can tell, and I realize it's under investigation, so there's not a whole lot that the authorities are telling us, what apparently was the tip-off? I understand some fans called the authorities and thought they saw something that wasn't right. But, you know, let's face it, God bless him, but when a fan sees a driver holding back on a horse, he could be just trying to keep him brave, and they can misconstrue that as being somehow trying to stiff.
Yes, Norm, my understanding is, from reading some of the articles, that Richard Culm, the executive director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, whom is our new governing body, and he's the executive director and, I guess, the head commissioner now, he stated that it came from within the industry. So I believe that possibly some other horsemen have called and tipped somebody off.
I think it's interesting and scary that it may involve Ontario tracks as well. What have you heard about that?
I have heard it was a joint a joint effort between the Ontario Racing Commission and the Michigan State Police. I know that the Ontario Racing Commission had been spotted at Northfield Downs, and I had some horsemen call and question me about that in the past. But basically, you know, any type of enforcement, if there is race fixing, the Michigan Harness Horsemen fully supports it, the association here. We can't have this. The problem is there's so much internet gaming, Norm. Mm-hmm. I've had fielded a lot of complaints here, and they want to know how come the racetracks don't know about this. And, you know, to be frank and honest with you, if there was race fixing going on or there was wagering taking place, my guess is that the wagering took place over the internet, mm-hmm. which is not legal in Michigan. And therefore, you know, the pools, the money didn't go through the pools at the racetrack. There would have been no tip-off for the racetrack management to know about it.
For those who are tuning in that aren't in the industry, I think it's important to know that, look, we're talking about a few bad apples if, in fact, this turns out to be the case.
That's correct. We got about 1,200 members, and, you know, they said that in the press release that there were 30 individuals involved. I've heard of actually only one horseman being arrested or indicted. And a couple of gamblers, professional gamblers. So I'm anxious to see where this leads.
Let's talk about the kind of a rough go you guys have been getting down in Michigan. They've been trying to cut back in your race dates. Article I read said that your association was working on a strategy that would reinstate those dates. How is that going?
Well, you know, Norm, we heard about this. This happened, the timing's a little suspect. We came under the Michigan Gaming Control Board because our governor here in Michigan abolished the office of the racing commissioner. Unfortunately, she is attacking agricultural base, and it's the only growing base in Michigan. The Gaming Control Board is now our governing body, and they are fully funded from the three Detroit casinos, which is a little bit difficult for us to pallet. But they called us in on Wednesday and generally just took 89 days away from us because of budgetary problems. You know, they also stated the numbers that they had arrived at for on-track commission expenses, and they were very much increased over, you know, their predecessors' numbers of last year when we had to assist in Hazel Park by funding the ORC officials or stewards at Hazel Park to ensure they continued racing through September, although they did lose 33 days last year. They've lumped the pricing together with the thoroughbred pricing, and it's not fair. It's not correct. They don't seem to generally care, but we're trying some different avenues to go through the legislature to try to reach the Gaming Commission to see if they're able to work with us. As far as the dates cuts that they've given us, they're completely unacceptable, and it was shocking.
Is that going to be a tough fight? I mean, doesn't sound like Jennifer Granholm is a big fan of racing.
It's an extremely tough fight, and unfortunately, I think she's given the idea that we need to cannibalize ourselves to the Gaming Control Board. She would like us to eliminate our fair programs and breeders' programs, which ensure racing for paramutual tracks, to fund the paramutual tracks, which will in essence let us or make us cannibalize ourselves and make us not have horses for the future.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. You see what happens when you elect a Canadian-born governor?
I'm not going there, Norm.
Let's talk about Racinos. You've had this potential offer, and does it ever sound like it was written by the casino companies? They want to have Racinos at tracks. I mean, everybody knows it's a good way to go to supposedly save racing, but the proposal itself is kind of backhanded, wouldn't you say, in terms of how much you guys are being going to be taxed if you did have a Racino, what cut, if any, the horsemen will get, what protection for the horse people. It doesn't smell very good.
No, there is not protections in it for us right now. Danny Atkins of Hazel Park and had contacted us 3 or 4 months ago and asked us to come up with a percentage that we thought would be fair. We did so. He's told us numerous times he couldn't rewrite his ballot proposal, although he edited it about 2 weeks ago. So hopefully I combined forces with the Thoroughbred Association here in Michigan to try to have a united voice from horsemen. Obviously, Norm, if he starts collecting signatures and there's a press release, we got to come out with a united message. And you generally don't want to come out against slot machines at racetracks because we know that would be a savior.
Right.
But in that being said, they need to include us because we are the vehicle they're using to get to the machines.
Well, what kind of a deal is it for the race people? I mean, they want to tax the Racinos at 22.5% when the existing Detroit casinos are getting hit at just 8.3% and the native casinos 3%.
Well, most native casinos don't pay anything. Basically, I think their idea, the national average on casino tax is about 26%. You're correct in that the Detroit casinos are paying about 8.1%, but they also pay about 8% to local city government. But they are definitely not in line with the national average, and we would like to, see that increase.
We on this side of the border may have our beefs about the kind of partnership between the government-run casinos and racetracks, but it's a walk in the park. I mean, at least they're not, we're not operating at cross purposes. When you've got casino operators down there, it's like Jeff Gorrell said, there's no incentive for them to want to keep racing going.
No, there's no incentive, and it's just a way for them to become a racino or a casino without horsemen.
Yeah,
and it's not what we want. The majority of our better horsemen have had to leave the state because, they can make a living elsewhere, and you just can't make a living in Michigan right now.
Well, horse people, regardless of where they are a pretty resilient bunch, and you sound like a pretty tough cookie. I want to wish you the best with this. Good luck, Dan, in your continuing battles with the powers that be. I want to thank you for being with us today on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you, Norm. We appreciate you and the Canadian Horsemen. We've always felt akin to you guys, and we appreciate your support. We will keep on fighting.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.